Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Into the second hour of the program, you're invited to join us here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We started out with a little bit of good news out of Wisconsin, that the Wisconsin Supreme Court has overturned the lockdown, and apparently there are no more governor's orders in place, because I guess they overturned all of them, is the way it sounded from
that. That's what it sounds like.
So that's really great. Is Wisconsin the only state of the 50 states that is as free right now as we've been describing? Or are there others that maybe we just haven't caught wind of, or haven't made the same stir on a national level? I know that I think it was last night that one of the callers from Arkansas, I was listening to the Mariana's edition of the show with Vin and Alex, and a regular caller from Arkansas says they never had a lockdown in Arkansas.
Right.
They have restrictions as far as like restaurants and the bars, like the typical you can't open kind of restrictions, but there was not a you have to stay at home order in place.
So you could still, you couldn't go to a bar and hang out and have a beer.
Correct.
Yeah, right. Okay.
But you weren't locked down in the same way that the other states had said to people, you have to stay home.
So different states did this lockdown thing differently.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't live my life any differently, except I couldn't go to restaurants that weren't open.
Yeah.
Right? Like, you know.
You couldn't get a haircut if you wanted.
Right, I couldn't get one because my barber is shut. I did get a haircut. I took my mom's dog clippers, and I did my own.
Hope you cleaned them first.
They've been around a long time. I had my hair cut by those dog probably the same old thing in my youth. I don't know. I mean, it had a toggle switch on the back. It's nothing like you get at Walmart.
Well, I've got a little bit more
dim in the house.
Good news coming up here about that guy that got arrested, the megachurch pastor in Tampa. We'll give you an update on that story. There's a little bit of good news there. But first, let's go back to your phone calls and thoughts. Mike is in Gold Bar, Washington, listening to KVKW. Go ahead, Mike.
Hey, it's Mike in Gold Bar. Hey, Captain.
Hey, Mike, what's up?
Remember in the old days, like Leave It to Beaver, they would say, here, Wally, here's a piggy bank, and I'm going to give you a dollar to get you started. You could save for a car. So, Captain, I'm gonna give you something to start your parody piggy bank. You ready for this? Now, think of Barry Manilow, Copacabana.
Okay.
This is serious stuff. You could make this happen. In my COVID bandana.
Nice.
All kinds of germs and stuff smeared in my COVID bandana.
Nice. Thanks.
That's free, right. Captain.
He's using
free.
A pen
that's
right now. You're typing something on your phone right now.
I am. I'm typing.
Thank goodness for craft beers. You guys have a great evening.
Thanks for the call, man. I appreciate
Mike, you're
it.
You're awesome.
God,
thanks, man.
Yeah. And I know nobody had come up with another line to we're just going to take it. He's been working on that. So,
right.
I actually had another idea for a Barry Manilow parody of Copacabana. It was, if anybody's a G.I. Joe fan here, it was to just turn that into Cobra Commander. Right,
but you have to do the voice.
Cobra Commander.
You got to do the voice. There was a guy who used to call this show who did an amazing Cobra Commander voice.
Did he do
this? I don't know about that. Like he definitely had it down.
We'll be right back after this.
Yeah, see, I wasn't a G.I. Joe fan, so I couldn't say how good it was.
I really
slightly
liked
older
it,
than
though.
You
the
he did sound
great.
Like a...
I'm sorry, I just... Mike, that was pretty good. COVID bandana.
If
that's,
you
that's pretty good.
Go to archives.freetalklive.com and
search it. It probably will come up.
What,
yeah.
Cobra Commander?
Yeah.
You can find some...
Didn't he run for president? Was it 2012 or something like
I
that?
I can't remember what year it was, but he did run for president under the notion that how much worse could it possibly be? History has given us some answers.
Now we know. I just wanted to make a point, too. We were talking last night at our nightcap gathering.
Yes.
And
our illegal nightcap gathering.
Our very illegal nightcap gathering that has been going on for 8 weeks now.
Or you could say constitutional gathering, whatever you want to look at it.
In the town square, which is also a circle.
Yep.
And I lamented, and correct me if I'm wrong, that all the Bernie bots, the Bernie bros, the feel the burn supporters should be incredibly happy right now.
Why is that?
Because what has actually been instituted since the COVID scare by governments is democratic socialism.
Well, didn't we already have that?
Well, we did, but I'm just saying it's more of it. And okay. So those people should. And under,
how do you like your 60-day free trial of communism?
Like Donald Trump, the guy that all the Bernie bots love to hate, has implemented more democratic socialism than any previous politician.
Now, are you referring specifically to $1,200 checks?
I'm being facetious.
I think it's more corporate welfare is what I'm seeing here. Now, of course, when you ruin somebody's business, you've got to make good on it.
Yes. Well, so, and they're also propping up the businesses by printing money. Right?
It's not going to be propping them up, though, because as we already pointed out, the small business loans are coming with a ton of strings attached.
So what's the next step when the businesses can't? Well, then they take over. The government does. They nationalize the businesses. That's the next step.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't know if they've proposed doing that yet.
No, but if you look at if you look at the communist
manifesto,
the history of communist empires or communist countries, governments, right? They all kind of follow the same pattern from growth until death, right? If you study the history of empires, right? Empires have these cycles that they go through. And so that would be the next step, is for the businesses to become nationalized.
Let's go to John. He's in Lincoln, Nebraska, watching us on YouTube. Go ahead, John.
Hey, yeah, thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
I was going to say, the mayor of my city, she went on Good Morning America a while back or whatever it was, some morning news station. So, we're spread out or something. She said, Lincoln, it's just one of those places where, it's not so bad here or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And then right after that, it's like things started getting worse. And now the governor's opened everything back up. I guess, the governor's Republican, the mayor of the city is a Democrat. It just seems really kind of like they're at odds and everything, and they're making it a big deal out on the news and all this stuff.
When you say it's open back up, what do you mean by that? What does it mean to be open back up?
Well, like restaurants and stuff like that, like a lot of them are closed.
Right. Are they being forced? Are the restaurants being forced to do social distancing measures? Are they forcing their employees to wear masks? What's going on with that?
I'm not sure if they're forced, but I guess the rules are just, they're just playing by the rules or whatever's being suggested by the CDC, I think. Because they're covering things up, they're having them spread out, like one booth empty, the next booth you can use.
Okay, so they are doing this stupid crap that they feel like they have to do because the government said so. And then, of course, there's also these people who are the busybodies out there. One of our co-hosts, Aria, was showing us some of the messages. She works at a pizza chain here in town, and they get the feedback that they can see, right? So, like, if somebody writes feedback on the website, then it goes to the store, and they can see it. And so they got a couple one-star ratings from people who were mad that they didn't have their masks on. All the employees were wearing masks. I'll never go there again. And Aria was like, well, we have $4,000 in business. We do more business now in a night than we do on the Super Bowl Sunday. So it's like, okay, we're going to lose your business, lady. Whatever.
But to the caller's point, I think he's correct in that nothing is ever going to go back to normal.
God.
Right. They keep using this term, the new normal, for a reason. And I think that it is for this very reason, is that they are going to micromanage all of the small businesses that return. And an example of that is something I put in the prep today. I saw a thing on the social media. It's a bar called Cheap Charlie's in New York State somewhere. And they have prepared for the eventuality of reopening by putting up plexiglass separators at the bar to keep anyone who sits at the bar 6 feet away from each other. They've also put up plexiglass in between each of their tables in the restaurant area to prevent people from, leaning over to their neighbor and saying
and
hello.
And meeting somebody.
And,
socializing
in some way, shape, or form. And also, it seems to me like it is creating one horrendous hazard. And by that, I mean people are going to trip and fall into these clear plexiglass things. They're not going to see it, especially if they've imbibed some alcohol. So, you know, their insurance is going to go up in this kind of a thing. We'll try and post a picture of that for you on our social media so you can see what the future of bars looks like.
Yeah, and according to the story over at CNN that's got like a rundown of all the 50 states' so-called reopenings, it looks like Nebraska's got a 50% capacity rule right now for restaurants. Thank you, John, for your update. I appreciate hearing from you tonight. 855-450-FREE.
I have a chocolate cocker spaniel named Lady and a blackmouth cur, and it's a lot of responsibility owning a dog. My dogs don't have any health problems because they're eating what they need to eat.
DinoVite.com.
DinoVite is like pouring a multivitamin right onto their food. We'll be scooping our DinoVite and then squirting the liquid chops and the fish oil. They start salivating.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
I get my DinoVite at DinoVite.com.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at ICAGoldSilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. ICAGoldSilver.com.
Got shaving irritation? Shave Secret Shaving Oil can help stop it. Shave Secret doesn't cost much and is an all-American product. My name is Chuck Howard, and I developed Shave Secret and pioneered its use starting back in 1991. Ingrown hairs drove me nuts for years. Shaving oil changed all that. Why put up with ingrown hair bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts? Shave Secret provides men and women with what we believe is the best shave ever. Our proprietary blend of 100% natural base and essential oils plus a hint of menthol was designed to help eliminate shaving irritations like ingrown hairs, bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts. We'll lose those shaving irritations. Available at Super Walmart, H-E-B, Wegmans, Giant Eagle, Discount Drug, Navy and Marine Exchanges, Amazon, and ShaveSecret.com. Use the code FTL for Free Talk Live and get a discount. Shave Secret, the best shave ever.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can dial toll free to join us here. Our number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've got the Discord call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. So hop into one of those rooms. You'll sound almost like you're sitting here in the studio with us. Tonight, you've got Ian.
The captain.
And Mark.
And want to make sure that you know about liberty.menu. Liberty-minded folks, people who are rejecting the initiation of force, people who agree to abide by the ethics of the non-aggression principle, these are people who wanted for a long time what they finally have with liberty.menu. It's a business directory, basically. It also has areas for events and digital content. So whatever it is that you do, whatever thing that you offer in the marketplace, you want other liberty-minded people to know about it, get on over to liberty.menu and list yourself up there. It wouldn't hurt to get a little bit of extra business, especially right now. Liberty.menu, it's free to use it, so why not? As long as you care about freedom, you should be up there over at liberty.menu. You can use code FTL on your user profile. You get a free Talk Live listener badge. We can't give you a discount because the site's free. It's liberty.menu. As we go to a little more good news, it's nice to have a little bit of good news to talk about here.
Good news, everybody.
Tampa, Florida, Fox 13 reporting. Lawyers say charges have been dropped against the pastor of a Tampa megachurch who prosecutors said defied safer-at-home orders when he held large services with hundreds of his congregants. By the way, where's the mass deaths that have come from him holding services with hundreds and hundreds of people converging in the same physical, you know, space in close proximity to one another? I haven't heard about it.
Great question.
Well, this is one of the things that the experts out there aren't willing to say, mm-hmm. is we don't know a heck of a lot about this virus. And 60 days out, we still don't know that much. Mm-hmm. And it acts really strange.
We're a little more than 60 days out.
Well, yeah. 60 days out from sort of the beginning of the alarms. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. You know.
Anyway. It's been 3 months now since I was originally scheduled to go to the Marianas Islands, and that was canceled right around when
saying March 13th, although I did have another article for Show Prep. The headline was just that there are two people in Washington State, Snohomish County, so near Seattle, outside mm-hmm. of Seattle, that came down with some sort of illness in the first week of December of last year.
Mm.
And those blood samples that they took of both of those people have tested positive for COVID-19.
Uh-oh.
Changing the narrative of when COVID actually came to the U.S.
Who knows?
So it's been around longer than the officials believe that it has and have been telling us
If in December you had symptoms that seemed like a cold or a flu, you're not going to go and get tested. You're just going to
have any idea. In December, no one knew about this.
You're just going to power through it, and you're going to survive unless don't.
Neither of these people died, by the way.
Right, and that's that. We continue here.
I mean, the numbers of survival by COVID-19 have varied widely, but at this point we're getting down to a fraction of a percent at this point death rate. I mean, if you were diagnosed with cancer...
It's been a fraction of it. You know,
some people have claimed that the death rate is up to 15%.
Of what? People who caught this thing?
Whatever, they just claimed it.
Yeah, well,
that's the problem with all of this. So is it a fraction? I think it's a fraction of a percent. It is a fraction of a percent. And the question is sort of, you know, what would you do if you were given, you know, you went to the doctor and they said you have cancer, but the survivability rate is 99%? You probably wouldn't change your life.
Dr. Rodney Howard Brown drew national criticism after images from a service at the river in Tampa Bay showed the pews filled with parishioners the Sunday after Hillsborough County issued orders for residents to stay home and not congregate in groups larger than 10 due to the COVID-19 pandemic. Howard Brown turned himself in the following Monday after a sheriff's office charged him with unlawful assembly and violating public health emergency rules of isolation and quarantine in relation to the Sunday services where the sheriff said up to 500 people were in attendance. The church's live video stream showed a packed crowd cheering and applauding. The sheriff said Howard Brown encouraged churchgoers to attend and even offered them bus transportation to get to the church. And previously, his deputies tried to speak to the man about the potentially dangerous environment he was creating at the church, but church leaders allegedly said he refused to call off the upcoming services. Advocates of and opposition to the pastor's actions raised questions about freedom of speech and public health.
There's no questions about this. Anybody who's upset can be upset. Look, people are upset about religion all the time. That's like the history of man, okay, being upset about religion.
Mm-hmm.
However, if you try to stop somebody from practicing the religion, in the United States of America, especially if you have taken an oath to the Constitution, you should be fired. And that's it.
Well, that's not going to happen, but they did drop the charges in this particular case.
Right. Some little BAMF over here, right? Like, he goes ahead and says, well, we're going to lock him up and arrest him, and then we're going to drop the charges in a month. This is an old trick
mm-hmm.
by the executive branch. They call it, you can beat the rat, but you can't beat the ride.
Mm.
So, you're going to take a ride to jail, and
right.
It's going to be unpleasant.
And now, made the news.
Right, yeah, and, he's a bad guy, and lots of people are like, ha ha.
See, this will happen to you if you have a gathering.
He's going to get the COVIDs and die, ha 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 ha, or whatever
they're
saying.
Some people want them to get the COVID.
Yes, they absolutely do. And most of those people are going to vote Democrat. And mm-hmm. that's the problem here, is this whole thing has become a political football.
Oh, if you think it's a political football now, wait till you get, wait till this campaign season really kicks into high gear.
Oh, yeah. It would have been so much better if Joe Biden had been in charge. I mean, this guy can't find his way to put on a pair of loafers.
Have you heard the stories about the Biden, what do they call it, like an online campaign meetings that they've been having? Like, they've had them on Zoom, and it's just been an absolute disaster.
I can't imagine.
So my mom's a pretty avid Fox News watcher, mm-hmm. and I have got a chance to see. And by the way, I do like Tucker Carlson's intros.
Mm-hmm.
He does some great monologues. So, I've watched some of the stuff and seen it. I generally try to, try to intersperse my opinion between the Republicans and the Democrats, but sometimes it's really difficult.
As I understand it, and I haven't seen really much of it, but I've read a little bit about it. As I understand it, it's just painful, apparently, even for like the Democrat fans of this guy. Because I was reading a story from The Atlantic today, which was written by somebody who's obviously on the left, but just talking about how much of a disaster these Zoom meetings have been.
Justin Amash has now dropped out, right?
Yeah. Justin Amash is not going to run for president. Yeah,
as a libertarian,
right? Yeah,
right.
I mean, presumably, he's not going to run for president at all.
Presumably,
I don't know how he would run for president otherwise.
It would be very difficult. It's going to be difficult to be a libertarian and run this year. I mean, it's always hard to be a third party, but it's going to be harder than ever.
They just won a suit in, I can't remember which state. I think it was Illinois
mm-hmm.
that they can now use as precedent in the other states
mm-hmm.
to say that they need ballot access because they can't procure it on their own because
they can't get signatures.
They can't get the signatures for ballot access. And some states, like Oklahoma.
Well, they're going to have to fight in a bunch of places over that. It's not going to be an easy thing to do. But if you want to comment, you're welcome to join us here. So kudos to Rodney Howard Brown, the pastor there at the river in Tampa Bay. That church, he has been released. His counsel has said that they received a notice of termination of the misdemeanor charges against Howard Brown. And I presume that was all of the charges? Yes, that was all of them. Quote, we are pleased that all the charges have been dropped. It's now time to move forward with healing and restoration. I think they should move forward with a civil suit against these people. Give them some sort of a slap down if it's possible within this legal system, because they dropped the charges because they know they couldn't get a conviction, right? That's the reason they dropped the charges. It's Free Talk Live. They won't say that.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divi. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divi, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divi already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DiviProject.org. DiviProject.org.
U.S. USA Radio News with Wendy King.
It's another weekend of protests by people demanding that everything be reopened, despite people still getting infected with COVID-19. Roberta Baker joined demonstrators in Lisbon, Ohio.
Ohio does not have a dictatorship. And we need to get across to people that we still are not allowed to gather in groups of more than 10. We still are not allowed to gather with our families and our friends.
New York Governor Andrew Cuomo says some things are getting back to normal in his state, but it has to be done with great care.
Reopening, right? You're on the other side of the tunnel. And how do you reopen? And reopening smartly, intelligently, with individual responsibility. So understanding you're going to see an increase in the numbers, but you don't want to see a spike.
This is USA Radio News. The Navajo Nation is getting more aggressive in fighting COVID-19, and USA Radio's John Hunt has the story.
Residents of the Navajo Nation will be under the strictest weekend lockdown in the United States. Grocery stores, gas stations, and other businesses will be closed, and essential workers are being told to stay at home until Monday around dawn. The Navajo Nation president made the announcement after a spike in deaths. The tribe now reports 127 deaths and 3,600 positive cases since it first began tracking. The Navajo Nation has been hit harder by the coronavirus than any other Native American reservation.
The Department of Education and Education Secretary Betsy DeVos face a class action lawsuit demanding a stop to garnishment of student borrowers' wages. The suit was filed in District of Columbia Federal Court on behalf of borrowers whose paychecks continued to be garnished for student loans, which is a violation of the CARES Act. You're listening to USA Radio News.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun owners population guaranteed. And now you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter frontsight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Front Sight, America's gun training destination.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! It's Free Talk Live. You bring up anything you want. Take control of the airwaves with us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord call-in line rooms. They're over at discord.lrn.fm. So hop in to one of those, and we'll get you on the air with us here tonight. It's Ian.
Some guy.
And Mark.
We talked to, let's see, I think Art's on the line. In Jackson, Michigan, he's calling from the correctional institution there, the prison. Go ahead, Art, you're on Free Talk Live.
I want to touch bases a little bit about COVID-19 mm-hmm. in the Michigan prisons.
I hear you guys are a bit of a hot spot.
Yes, it is. Actually, Parnell, Jackson, Michigan was the epicenter, started the first epicenter here with the COVID-19. We've had a number of deaths. A number of the people I work with actually died from it.
Really?
So it's pretty bad in here.
Wow.
It's kind of a new death sentence in Michigan. Even though they outlawed it, it's a new death sentence. But anyhow,
you said a number. What is the number? 2, 3, 5, 10, 20? 1?
Well, right now I think we're 50 or 60 right now.
Hold on. 50 people in the prison died from COVID-19?
In Michigan, correct.
In your prison, 50 people?
No, not all in my prison, no. I think we had 6 or 10 in this prison here.
One of the difficulties is when somebody gets sick, though, mm-hmm. they just don't come back. And so you don't know.
Exactly.
It's difficult for a convict to get a count.
Exactly. Mm. You get locked in your cell and you die, pretty much, is what happens. But anyhow, it's the Michigan citizens are even protesting for the prisoners, believe it or not, which is unheard of. But it's definitely taking place because they know how bad it is in here. Because we're crammed. We're like sardines in here.
Sure.
We're 3 feet apart. And the problem is they're doing everything backwards. They're actually keeping people locked down longer so you can't get out the yard. Get the fans going. They got the windows open. Everything that they're not supposed to be doing, they're doing.
Of course. I mean, jails and prisons are not known for compassion towards the inmates and taking good care of them.
They feel the more they punish us, the better they do their job. But the problem now is with this COVID-19 is killing people. And it's really, we figured the death rate was about 3% from what they were testing. Now, the other last week, week or two ago, they tested one of the prisons. And I think it was like almost 800 people tested positive. Anyhow, because they're doing everything backwards with the overcrowding, the mass incarceration that's taking place, there's just no way to get around it. I mean, everybody's getting it.
Right.
Yesterday.
And by the way, one of the things that they do when they lock you up is they take responsibility for your safety. Now, admittedly, they don't do a great job of it, but this is one of the problems the state has, is when they choose to lock people up, especially in conditions where they're all packed together. Then they're taking responsibility for people catching diseases. Look, I get that there's lots of people out there that don't want lots of people released from prison. But what we need to understand is most of the people that are in prison are in for nonviolent crimes.
A lot of them, yeah.
Correct. Correct. And yesterday, protesters were on the Lansing Capitol with assault rifles because Michigan is an open carry state.
Right.
So basically, there are a lot of people protesting because we have a lot of draconian rules going on with this executive orders. So there are definitely people are standing up and taking arms because they know it's crazy. The whole state's locked down pretty much. Prisons, of course, are even worse because you know how the prison environment takes place. On top of that, like I said, we did file a class action lawsuit. 52 prisoners got together. We filed a class action lawsuit last week.
Mm-hmm.
And it's Rouse versus the Michigan governor. It's available on it should be available on pacer.gov. Of course, we have another case pending, Rouse versus the U.S. Attorney General, dealing with the draconian laws that are still on the books right now. We asked for a protective order to stop a lot of the things that are taking place in here. Like I said, they've also shut down the law library, so we have no access to the courts any longer.
Oh, I'm not even sure they can legally do that.
Well,
they can't, but it's
they can't.
Anyway.
But the only way you can stop them is to file a lawsuit against them. And now you don't have access to the law library, so how the hell are you going to file a lawsuit against them?
Exactly. It's a vicious cycle. But anyhow, I did file it. 52 prisoners. It's only 30 pages long. I just put something together real quick, typed up something real quick. We also have
real
an attorney.
30 page filing. I love you guys, man. I'm so glad for jailhouse lawyers like you. You know, I'm not saying you're an actual attorney, but you're somebody who's done a lot of research into the law and filing these suits, and you're helping lead the way for these guys. And I'm sure you're going to keep us up to date, Art, on these as they develop.
Exactly. And anybody that can give me any kind of assistance, it's Art Rouse at 274-237. Like I said, they can either go on jpay.com or they can go Facebook. They can look up Prisoners for Liberty because we still have that going as well. We've actually started a GoFundMe account because we need assistance with filing court fees and stuff like that.
Right.
Because it's a lot of money to file these court fees.
Yeah, especially when you're in prison, and if you're lucky enough to be able to work, you might be making like 50 cents a month or something ridiculous.
I'm at $80 a month, but I run the law library. So the bottom line is anybody that can assist us out there will be grateful. They can write directly to me. That's, of course, 1780 Parnell, Jackson, Michigan, 49201. Or Jay Payne or whatever. But
he's Art Rouse.
Get out there would be greatly appreciated.
Thanks, Art. Appreciate the update tonight. Good luck. That's Art calling from Parnell.
I just want to give a shout out to Michigan in general.
Yeah.
It seems that through this whole, what do you refer to it as, the medical hellscape, this whole post-COVID-19 government crackdown.
Something like that, yeah, authoritarian medical hellscape.
Whatever it is, Michigan has been the loudest, at least that I can tell, of all of the geographic areas known as states within the United States. They have been the loudest, I think.
I saw it was Lionel, who's a former talk show host, on his YouTube channel. He used the term, I think it was... bio tyranny.
Bio-tyranny.
I hadn't heard that one before, but or bio-tyrannical or one or the other, something like that.
Well, real quick, yeah. The CDC, which is the Center for Dumbass Control, now recommends that in addition to masks, gloves, and blindfolds, everyone must also shove their heads up their asses in a mandatory concerted effort to prevent the spread of freedom.
Let's talk to Jerome. He's on the line in Charleston, South Carolina, listening to WTMA. Hello, Jerome.
Hey, you say you like to watch Fox? I despise Fox.
Nope, no, nobody
don't.
Said it.
You do watch them.
No, nope, I said my mother watches Fox, okay. And I've sat there, and I do like Tucker Carlson's monologues in the beginning.
Wait, Jerome, I thought you watched Fox News. Don't you watch Fox News, Jerome?
Hey, Tucker Carlson, yeah, right. Tucker Carlson's an idiot. No.
Okay.
Most of them over there are anyway, because all they do is carry Trump's water for them. Trump's little water boy.
I would agree with you that a lot of that goes on. I can, however, doing this job for more than 20 years now, can recognize talent.
But I despise Sean Hannity probably more than all of them.
He's a really nice guy. I don't agree with him on politics.
He helped George Zimmerman get away with murder, okay?
Who?
That's why I despise him.
George Zimmerman.
When they gonna start defending those the father and son in Georgia that murdered Ahmaud Arbery? When they gonna start defending him? Since they like defending people who shoot and kill unarmed black people. When are they gonna start defending them?
Now, what is this? This is the Georgia story, Mark. You were telling us about off the air, right?
Yeah. So this guy was out jogging, right? Who had, for whatever reason, a shoplifting conviction in 2018. He goes into an a house under construction and kind of looks around. He's caught on video going in and kind of looking around. And then he goes back out, presumably jogging. I'm not exactly sure why he would go into a house under construction while jogging, but apparently that's what he's done. Now, I will tell you, I have been under houses under construction the last 5 years, just kind of wandered in. I don't know what this looks like because I'm kind of a real estate nerd.
Yeah, I can vouch for that.
These two fellas, this good old boys.
That's what they're all. They're fellas, huh?
What do you want?
They're murderers. Well, by the way,
that's not murder.
I want to know what happened here, Jerome. Hang on. I don't know this story. What happened?
Yeah, so these two fellows apparently started following him, and then they claimed they wanted to talk to him, and then they claimed that there was a struggle over the gun.
Now, this was in the house that was being built?
No, at this point they had gone back
walking.
Jogging.
Okay.
Back out to the road, and they followed him, whatever.
Did they see him on the cameras, and that's how they knew he was there?
I don't know how they, presumably, but they said they wanted to talk to him about a burglary, and he had been in a structure, so... I don't think you're going to get a murder out of this. This doesn't even sound like manslaughter, honestly.
And they killed this guy. One of them killed this. Both of them killed
him? There was a struggle over the gun.
Who had the gun?
One of them. They brought it. He was jogging with a shotgun.
In moments. It's Free Talk Live.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than 2 decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
This is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a 1-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meat packing plants are closing. Mile-long lines at food
food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. In the studio tonight, you've got Ian,
the captain,
and Mark.
And, of course, you can join us online anytime you want over at freetalklive.com. Also, want to make sure you, or make sure we thank Voluntary Gary, who is a Free Talk Live Gold Amplifier. He's somebody who is a supporter of the Free Talk Live AMP program. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. It's a way to help us get on more radio stations around the United States and bring the ideas of freedom and liberty to more listeners. And if you appreciate the work that we do here and you've got $5 a month you can throw our direction for the AMP program, we sure would appreciate it. You can go to amp.freetalklive.com, ampamp.freetalklive.com. Had a few new signups this week for AMP, and no cancellations, which is it's always a good week when we don't have cancellations on the AMP program. Sometimes it's like a few of one and then a few of the other, and it kind of just balances out if we're lucky. So it's nice to see it going in the other direction. So thank you to Voluntary Gary and everybody.
Thanks,
who amps the show at amp.freetalklive.com. We go back to Jerome in Charleston, South Carolina. Jerome, you're calling about a guy who, you say he was murdered. I don't know all the details on this story. Mark, you're telling me that apparently a guy was out for a run. He was stopped by another couple of guys. One of them apparently had a gun and something...
They both had guns.
They both had guns. Okay.
One of them had a shotgun.
Mm-hmm. And so what is your understanding of the story, Jerome?
Oh, they murdered him. Yeah, hey, how come none of the white people who were seen on that property, they didn't follow any of them? He just happened to pick him out and follow him.
Now, were these two men related to the property in question? Because apparently
no,
the man who was jogging
no,
went into a
no,
house under construction.
No, they're not related. They're not related to the property at all.
Okay.
They're just nosy neighbors trying to cause trouble, and that's what they got themselves into. As a matter
so
of fact,
were there any witnesses
take...
to this? Were there any witnesses to this conflict?
Oh, they got the videotape of them killing him. I mean,
really?
Witnesses. Yeah, they do.
Okay, where'd the video come from? Where was the camera?
Some guy was following them. He was probably in on it too. He was looking for trouble too. That's where it
okay.
came from.
So what happened in the was there actual audio? Can you hear anything, or do you just see the murder happen on the video?
So you heard the gunshot. He fired two shots. No alleged. They murdered him. Yeah, just like Zimmerman murdered Trayvon.
Now, Mark,
Martin.
You were telling me off the air that apparently the story of these two guys is that they were struggling with this man, and that somehow that's what led to the shootings?
Well, I mean, this is the difficulty when you have a situation like this. There's three people that were there.
And one is
there
dead.
Are two sides, and one side is dead,
mm-hmm.
right? So it's the side that's alive that gets to tell the story.
Okay. But you're saying, Jerome, there's video of the actual shooting or no?
You heard the gunshot. You saw him struggling with the gun, and then you heard the gunshots.
Okay.
And the guys, they saw the guy, the young guy, stumble and fall, and he died. Right there.
What is
so
the claim as far as why they pulled a gun on this man in the first place?
Hey, why do they write laws where white people can kill black people and get away with it when they're unarmed? You asking me?
I'm not sure that they write laws like that.
Why weren't they arrested then? They went and told him.
I think it's because you asked what crime he committed, and the crime he committed was trespassing, right?
On whose property? It wasn't even
whoever's building the house.
Look, there were white people seen on that property that weren't harassed by
them. At the same time? At the same time?
It was different times. They showed different people on there.
So the fact that these guys didn't see somebody else who was on the property does not mean that this guy is, like, you know, that's irrelevant information.
Okay.
Why did they pick him to follow?
Why do you presume that they saw everybody that was on this property ever?
They show a videotape of other people being on. They were watching the property so much. Why didn't they see anybody else?
Maybe they just happened to see it. Look, as a person who watches my neighbor's property sometime, I have to have the ability to act on his behalf with some level of agency.
Hmm.
So they decided we're gonna follow him because he's black, right? You don't think that had anything to do with it?
What had something to do with it is him being on a piece of property that wasn't his. I'm not saying he deserved to die, and I would also point out that trespassing is not a felony, so the fleeing felon rule does not apply here. So, you know, the case has some interesting aspects to it.
What are the guys who are alleged to have committed murder in this case, what are they saying as far as why they pulled a gun on this guy?
They're not saying anything. They're letting the lawyer do all the talking.
The lawyers are
trying to come up with a lie that's going to sell.
They mentioned,
going to try to sell to a jury.
They mentioned burglary, and they mentioned self-defense because he went for the gun.
But wait a minute. Why would they pull the gun in the first place?
Well, if you have a burglar...
They thought this guy was a burglar?
He was in a structure that was not his.
Mm.
So I think that it's relatively legitimate to stop off and chit-chat with a gentleman who has just come out of a structure that wasn't his.
I don't know if it's legitimate to hold the man at gunpoint. If that's what was actually happening, I don't know, right? Like I didn't witness this. I don't know a whole lot about it. I'm just trying to ask you questions, Mark, because you seem to have followed the case.
I don't know everything about it, but I would say this, right? Like first off, these guys aren't responsible for knowing what the laws are surrounding when they can hold a fleeing felon and when they can't, and what constitutes burglary. This guy did not commit burglary because there's no locks on the door.
Right.
Okay, so, and he presumably didn't steal anything from the house. So there's no breaking and entering. There's no burglary from what I can tell.
Trespassing at best.
It's trespassing at best, which is not a felony, and therefore the fleeing felon rules don't apply. I think these guys may very well get a wrongful homicide kind of charge, but murder? It's just not murder.
Thank you, Jerome, for the call tonight. I appreciate it. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Simp Ree in our Discord server is saying it's Georgia law, but I'm not sure what is I'm not sure what law he's referring to or what is Georgia law. Is it Georgia law that it's okay to pull a gun on somebody if you think that they just burgled a structure? I don't know.
I'm not sure you can't pull a gun on somebody who you reasonably believe just burglarized a structure.
You're not sure you can't?
Right.
Right.
I think you can, probably, in many states, and one of those states probably being Georgia, you can pull a gun on somebody that you have, reasonable belief, probable cause, as it were, that they committed a burglary. Now, this isn't a burglary, but, I mean, you know, this is the heat of the moment. And this is one of the problems with justifiable homicide situations is you can always second guess. And no, I don't believe somebody's life is worth a television set. But they must not believe it either. If you go into somebody's house, you're forfeiting your life.
Simpri says, if you view a crime, you can use any force necessary to attempt apprehension. He says that in Georgia, that is apparently the law.
It's going to be an interesting case.
Yeah, no doubt. We go back to your calls and thoughts. Let's go first to Pat. He's calling from Northern Michigan. Pat, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
How you guys doing today?
Hey, Pat.
What's up? For buddies. I miss
Thanks.
You.
What's on your mind?
All right. Well, this whole thing, this virus, this is a manufactured thing. It's genetically modified, and it's been. Let's go to the start of the story. Everybody has seen since 1999 these chemtrails they've been spraying in the
air. Oh man, you're not one of those guys, are you?
No, dude, I'm telling you, these things have been.
They're not chemtrails. That's a load of crap.
It's just a contrail, just like they were when we were in school,
man.
No.
Yeah, there's a whole bunch of science.
They float so differently. A cloud twists and turns in the wind. These things just lay flat.
How come we haven't got any video of one concerned pilot saying, I don't know what I'm flying up here, but this plane's full of stuff.
They keep having me press this button to release something, and they won't tell me what it is.
Right.
Not one. I mean, these thousands and thousands of people.
I've been informed by higher authorities than me that these planes are unmanned.
Oh, really? Now,
they're being flown by some pimple-faced boy out of Newark or some damn thing. I don't know.
Now, so what is it that you believe about the chemtrails?
No, now, listen to me. This whole thing is an attack on the cell structure, all right? Your telomere is the end of your genome. It's like your spark plug. And we have been deprived of boron and selenium. And this thing is going to be a low-voltage electrical attack to the G5 network.
Why?
The G5 thing, too.
What is that?
5G?
Well, 5G.
You're just rolling them all up into one case.
Dude.
Yeah, but it's the lizard people living under Stapleton Airport that are doing all this.
Hey, Pat, thanks for the call, man. We've had people call about this chemtrail stuff in the past.
It's a supra conspiracy. That's one higher than super conspiracy.
It's a meta conspiracy. It's a conspiracy about conspiracies.
Yes. Hey, 855-450-FREE is our toll-free number. If you're interested in learning about contrails, there's a great website called Contrail Science out there. Go and look that one up. I forget if it's a .com or what it is, but just search for Contrail Science, and they just debunk all the chemtrail nonsense out there. There's more coming up here. This is Free Talk Live.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream, for everyone to use it in everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that's as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more, and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.